Okay, guys, gather around. Okay, this is where we really look closely at Zany Response. Remember how we told you that Zany Response is an attempt to control or avoid your anxiety, but not to face it. You can avoid it or develop plans to make it less scary. We call the ways you deal with your fear a fix, or fixes. Fixes are the way you try to, quote-unquote, fix your problem.
So if you tend to run away from your problem, then your fix is avoidance, or staying away from your fear.
So if you wash your hands a gazillion times to deal with your fear of getting sick from germs, then your fix is to wash your hands. Get it?
Now here is a super big important point that you must understand. Are you ready? Drum roll, please.
Oftentimes, it's the fixes you use to deal with your fears that are a bigger problem than the fear itself.
What?
You mean to tell me the anxiety problems I'm having are actually not as big of a problem as the ways I'm trying to handle my fears? My fixes are the bigger problem?
Okay, I'm confused.
Yeah, me too.
Dr. Chris is right. How you're trying to solve your problem is just as big of a problem, if not a bigger problem, than the fear itself.
It sounded a little crazy when I first heard it, too. But once you get it, it makes a lot of sense and is huge to helping you get free from your fears. I had a question for you at the campfire yesterday, remember? It was, do you really want to change? Now, I have another question for you. Are you willing to let go of your fixes and try something new? Yesterday was about looking in the mirror, being honest with yourself, and committing to change. But today is about trying new things. Trust me on this one. To get free, you must be willing to change some things, mainly your fixes. There's a saying that goes, if nothing changes, nothing changes. If you don't change them, then you won't change, and you won't get free.